This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.
Are we going to question our own experience here, or are we going to question the biblical text?
I don't think all experiences are authentic. I mean, you can have a bad feeling in the stomach. It could be that you've got a stomach ache. It could mean that you're in love. It can have all different interpretations. Your experience can have different interpretations. So we are all capable of misreading our own experiences. So I don't think one can only go by experiences. I mean, you don't disregard them entirely, but you take them on board. But they're not the only indication of what's real and what isn't real, because they are as open to interpretation as many other things.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, being a Christian in the way that we would define it, is known for its exclusivity. And it's not an easy thing to actually explain to people who are not Christian, particularly those that have followed other paths and seem to be good people and seem to have worth in their own experience. But the fact is that we say, you know, there's no other name under the world that you can be saved by other than through Jesus. And there's no other way to God. The way that we see it, that's how we interpret the Bible. Because we see the Bible, going back to an initial discussion, for us the Bible is inspired by God. How he did it, you know, the mechanisms by which he did it, is perhaps a bit beyond our understanding. But the fact we believe the original word of God, you know, in the Bible, is inspired in every way.
Yeah, and I would agree that it's inspired. I don't think totally it, but inspired, I don't, yeah. but I don't think it's, I don't think you could, I don't think you can argue that everything in the Bible is of God. I mean, that kind of way of looking at theology in the Bible seems to me to be very outdated. You see, the thing is, you see,
when you say human progress, where things are going downhill, so if something's outdated, it tends to be more towards the truth.
Things are lost rather than gained.
Things are not going downhill in many ways. Things are going uphill in many ways. I mean, we're improving and we're growing and we're developing, and that's what you know. St. Paul talks about, you know, we're in the growth within the birth pangs of the kingdom here. So, you know,
I don't see that. Well, that's in my experience of the world and the way society seems to be going. To me, the society just seems to be breaking down, and you can see that through the
and
newspaper.
In more and more technological and modern ways, and a lot of the knowledge and stuff we're gaining is of a destructive nature. And a more powerful destructive nature than has been in the past.
Well, any more than, say, in the Romans times?
It's more global now. Yeah. And
how do you know that?
Communications, for a start off.
We know about things more, but that doesn't mean to say that things were any different, or any different now.
This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.